This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. This is the 18th of October, 2008. You know, there's nothing more important to me than to know the truth. I want to know what's real. I want to know what the reality is. I don't want any sugarcoating. I don't want to believe a lie. I hate being lied to. And I'm sure many of you are the same way. What good is it to believe something that's not true? And we can deceive ourselves. We can lie to our very own self. We can live the way of the world. We can be entrapped by the things of the world, the lust of the world. If we haven't really submitted to Jesus Christ, to the power of the cross, to the power of the resurrection, living a new life, if we haven't submitted to the Lord, everything, and we're not changed in an area, or we're disobedient in an area, we will deceive ourselves. We'll lie to ourselves. And that's where you get in a lot of trouble. When you're not hearing the Lord correctly, when your heart is hardened because of sin, it can become hard as a stone. But it's a process. In Ezekiel chapter 3, it talks about the role of a watchman. And the Lord had called Ezekiel to speak his word. He was to hear his voice. And God literally gave him a roll to eat. And when Ezekiel ate that roll, it was a message from God. He became part of it. It was his passion. And God called Ezekiel to go speak to the children of Israel. And God said, I'm not sending you to a foreign land. You know, a land of foreign language. They speak your language, but they won't hear you. They won't even understand. The words you speak will not even register. But God said, go, and you speak all that I command you. And that's the important thing about a watchman. A watchman isn't making up his message. It comes from God. God affected that watchman. God has fed that watchman to create the message for the people, whether they hear or whether they will not hear. But the fact is, it comes from God. A lot of things are illustrated in this chapter, Ezekiel 3. The children of Israel, God's people, they had the scripture. They had a history with God, a land that was given to them, a temple, ornate, and what God's presence, it was his house. And the word of God, and the ways of the Lord, the wisdom. Such an amazing thing, a nation to have the words of God like that. But they went astray, they absorbed the ways of the heathen, the pagan, and were just like them. But they just had a little bit of God. Well, that wasn't acceptable to the living God. Why am I speaking this today? There's such a parallel, especially among the religious people. They have a history with God. But many, way too often, have wandered off from God. But they deceive themselves. They've created a false reality. They trust in things. They trust in a past experience. But God was clear to Ezekiel, look, you go and warn. And if he repents, then his sins will be forgiven. But if you don't go, their blood is on your hands if they don't repent. And the same likewise. If they do hear you, you've saved a man from judgment. But if the wicked man repents, his wickedness is forgotten. But listen to this. If a righteous man forsakes his righteousness and does wickedly before the Lord and refuses to repent, his righteousness is forgotten. It's a lot of weird doctrines, a lot of false doctrines that are taught in religious land. Smooth words, easy words that aren't real, that aren't true, that don't line up with the scripture. I want to talk to you about the parable of the sower and the seed. Matthew 13 is where the story is located. One day, Jesus was ministering, and a great crowd of people came to hear him. So many people that Jesus got in a boat and went off into the shore, offshore just a bit, and sat down and taught the people, and he taught them in a parable. about a man that went forth to sow in his field. He took seed and cast it out. And some of the seed fell where it was shallow, and they would rejoice to hear the kingdom of God for a season at first, but then because they didn't understand, it says the fowls of the heaven came and took the seed, which is the word of God. And other seed fell where there was shallow, and they gave up because of persecution and tribulation, because they had no depth or root in themselves with the word of God. They endured for a while. And this other heart condition, what Jesus is talking about, is the heart, like soil. What happens with the word of God in your heart? Well, there was weeds, tares that choked the word of God, that it became unfruitful, of no use, because it wasn't taking effect in the life of the person. It didn't produce anything because of the cares of life and lusts of other things choked the word of God. And yet there was another condition of a heart that was open to God and produced 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. And this is where we want to be, ladies and gentlemen. We want to have a fruitful, open, pliable heart before the Lord that bears much fruit that our Father's glorified. Well, this was according to the prophecy of Isaiah, this whole illustration, because people had ears to hear but didn't understand. They had eyes and seeing could not perceive, and yet their heart stayed the same. But this is not the will of the Lord. We can repent, call on the Lord. We should pray that we would have ears to hear, because according to the degree that you hear, it will be given to you. And nothing can be given to you unless it's given to you from God above. It comes from above. It comes from heaven. So you can act any particular way. You can act religious. You can have a history. But what's going on in your heart is so important. So important. Listen, it's undeniable. Judgment is in the land, and the coming of Jesus Christ draws nigh, and it will increase and increase and increase. And the word unprecedented will be continuous. We'll be continuing to hear how things are unprecedented, never seen before. And this is why you want to go to the Lord. Renounce your hidden things of dishonesty. Don't fool yourself. Don't con yourself. Confess to the Lord the truth, and that he may grant you ears to hear and eyes to see and a heart that can converted, changed, transformed. Because why? The Lord will heal you. The disciples came to Jesus and said, "Master, why are you talking in parables?" He says, "For you, it's given to understand and know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But for them, it's all these things are done in parables." Because why? Because they have eyes to and they see, but they don't perceive. And they have ears to hear, and they are hearing, but they don't understand. So this is why. If we're humble like a child, the Lord will give you ears to hear. It comes from God. It comes from the Lord. Why was there so many people there that day hearing Jesus? It wasn't the whole people. It wasn't everybody in Israel. But you know, different people have different reasons for hanging around in religious culture or environment. Different people have different reasons for going to church. What's your reason? Well, there's people that were just tagging along, peer pressure. Perhaps people were curious. They wanted to see the miracle worker, Jesus. Perhaps people were so into fanatical Judaism that they wanted to see the one that was coming to set up their kingdom and rout out the Romans. So it could have been political reason, cultural reason. Some people hear the word of God. They don't get it. They don't understand it. And Satan steals the word. Other people, they hear the word, they endure for a while, but because of persecution, they don't understand. You're going to be persecuted because of the thing that's valuable that God's giving to you in the word. It's something valuable, and thieves steal what's valuable. And others give up because of tribulation, hardship. But that's how we're made strong, by going through these things. We're not to be discouraged by tribulation. We're to be rejoicing. Let's see, if you don't understand that, you'll give up. Others are so full of self-centeredness, just want to heap everything upon themselves. It's called covetousness and lust. Cares of this life. And it chokes the word. Chokes the word of God, where it's no use. It doesn't bring fruit in your life. This is the time to examine yourself before the Lord. Are you a you, or are you a them? You know, I bet you if you asked that question to that crowd that day that stood there in Matthew 13, those people were standing up listening to Jesus. Think about that. Hearing him speak. I bet you almost all of them would say, I'm a child of God. That wasn't true. Apostle Paul had a lot to share about people's faith. In Ephesians 5, he's telling us to be followers of God as dear children. Walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself as an offering and a sacrifice to God for sweet-smelling savor. That's what God's called us to. Don't you abuse God or abuse God like as if he was some sort of genie where you get your three wishes or the things that you want. This is about sacrifice, denying yourself, picking up your cross, following the Lord, bringing blessing to others, and declaring the truth of the kingdom of God. And you know what? That word, declaring God's kingdom, is going to be opposed in these coming days, just like it was throughout history, particularly when Jesus was here. And after he died and resurrected, his early church suffered great persecution. But they were to be strong and not fear man, but fear God and obey God. When the time comes when Caesar, the political system, says you cannot minister this truth that you're speaking in Jesus Christ, you're going to have to make a decision. Are you going to give up during those days of persecution and tribulation? Are you going to endure? We're not to be walking in darkness. We're not to be walking in the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. This is what God has called us to. Don't be deceived by any means that those that walk in the flesh, sexual iniquity, lying, stealing, anger, clamor, divisions, seditions, all these things are of the flesh. You will not inherit the kingdom of God and of Christ. You will not. You'll be on the outside. So don't deceive yourself. Call on the Lord in truth. Come outside the camp. Bear the reproach of Jesus Christ. Listen to the Lord. Listen to his voice. He's speaking. His presence is near. He's coming. He's at hand. And you should call on the Lord while he is near, and seek him while he may be found. And though you may be heavy laden with iniquities and sins that have perverted your heart, God will wipe it clean. White as snow, like wool. Glory in the cross of Jesus. Glory in the blood of Jesus. And delight in the truth of the Lord God, because his coming is at hand. You want to be one that he calls a special you.